Dr. Summer Wade again, clicking up for Mr. Leslie Hill. Last of all, H-I-L-L, first of all, L-E-S-L-I-E. Today's date is 1/22/13. Patient is a 76-year-old Caucasian male, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint of, number one, elevated blood pressure, number two, COPD exacerbation, resolved, number three, pneumonia, number four, bronchiectasis, number five, atelectasis, number six, carotid disease, number seven, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, left ventricular hypertrophy, diastolic dysfunction, left atrial enlargement, number eight, allergic rhinitis, number nine, thyroid nodules, number 10, osteoarthritis of the spine, number 11, gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 12, BPH, number 13, vitamin D deficiency, number 14, BPH, number 16, asbestosis exposure, number 17, diabetes mellitus, steroid induced, number 18, gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 19, morbid obesity, number 20, vitamin D deficiency, number 21, B12 deficiency. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Patient was recently admitted to the hospital with pneumonia, acute exacerbation of bronchiectasis, COPD exacerbation, vascular congestion, and atelectasis. He was treated with antibiotics, steroids, bronchodilators, diuresed. He was discharged to home on 1/8/2013. He comes to the clinic now. His lungs are clear. He's tapered. He's finishing out his antibiotics and his medications, period. Patient has had serial ultrasound of his thyroid. The nodules have been stable. Patient is currently stable to nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency, or seizure, mild amenorrhea, diet, constipation, no sore throat, ears, or nose, no focal motor sensitive deficits, no skin or skin lesions. Patient was to see Dr. Ron Hammond, but he has not gotten an appointment yet. Patient's sugar is running around 140s mostly, but sometimes it can get up as high as 160 and low 200s. Patient's sugars go higher when he's on the steroids. Patient has finished his steroids, period. Patient's done well. He's lost weight. He weighs around 188.
Now you do it, pal.
He's lost about 20 plus pounds, period. In a lot of patients' history, patients have a history of carotid disease. I'd like to do a carotid Doppler study to rule out any worsening carotid stenosis. He does have four carotid pulses on exam. Patient has a history of LVH and diastolic dysfunction. We'll do an echo to rule out any worsening LVH or rule out worsening diastolic dysfunction. Also check the stability of his mitral and tricuspid regurgitation, period. Patient is to continue Allegra for his allergic rhinitis, period. He will make an appointment with Dr. Ron Hammond for evaluation of COPD and asbestos exposure, period. He's to continue with his current diabetic regimen. I will check his hemoglobin A1C and a Boston College cholesterol check. Patient's last hemoglobin A1C was 7.3. On second thought, I'm going to hold off on his hemoglobin A1C, period. We will check his cholesterol, though. Patients to continue with his omeprazole. His GERD seems to be stable. Denies any indigestion, sour stomach, bulge, and burping gas. Continue his Flomax and Avodart for his BPH. This is Dr. Simon Roy, the Comcare Clinic, from Mr. Leslie Hill, and the dictation.